Hello, hello everyone, and this is Nico coming to you with another episode of our podcast. Now, if you're new here, guys, let me tell you, we are all about traveling, co-working, and the digital nomad lifestyle. And so today, I have a great story for you guys. It's all about my recent co-working experience in Cyprus. Yes, you're right, Cyprus, guys. The island paradise in the Eastern Mediterranean Sea. But before we dive in, remember, we have another co-working trip planned for November in Cyprus, in the same location and the same villa. So if you're going to like what you hear, just, you know where to find us.
Welcome to Travel with Nico, where we share stories, guides, tricks and insights to help you brighten your traveler's soul and business opportunities.
Now, let's set the scene. Picture this. A stunning seafront villa in Paphos. The sun setting over the Mediterranean. A group of remote workers from all over the world. And yours, truly, Nico, at the helm of this ship. Sounds like a dream, right? Well, it was. And it wasn't. Let's get into it soon. But first, let's start with, explaining a little bit where we stayed. So we were in this amazing villa right by the sea in Paphos. Imagine waking up every day to the sound of the waves and the smell of the sea. It was like living in a dream. The villa had everything we needed for work and relaxation. It was comfortable, stylish, and super peaceful, guys. The first 2 weeks were like a scene out of a movie. We were exploring the island, visiting places like Northern Nicosia, so the Turkish side, as well as the Aphrodite's Bath, for example. Aphrodite's Bath, that by the way is an amazing spot in a natural park. It's said to be the place where Aphrodite, the Greek god of love and beauty, used to bath. And so the place is magical, surrounded by natural beauty that absolutely is worth it to visit. And the nights, the nights were filled with games, pool parties, activities, and a lot of smiles going on, guys. It was during these 2 weeks that I saw some of our group members truly come into their own. They faced challenges, became more confident, and learned to adapt. It was amazing to see that, guys. But then, the last 2 weeks came. And now, here is where things got a bit, interesting. So I was exhausted. I was very exhausted from the previous trip to Marrakesh and the first 2 weeks in Cyprus. They were crazy. And on top of it, I felt sick. But you know what they say, the show must go on, right? And it did, thanks to our fantastic group. They stepped up, took charge, and kept the ship sailing smoothly. There were a few bumps along the way, a few disagreements, but hey guys, come on. What's a good story without a little drama, right? So during these 2 weeks, we also visited Varosha, the ghost town. And guys, please let me paint a picture for you. Imagine a town that was once a bustling tourist hotspot, now standing silent and empty. Buildings that once were full of life and joy, now whispering tales of a time long gone. Streets that were once filled with people, now deserted. It was painful to see all of that, guys, but it was also strangely beautiful at the same time. Walking through the empty streets of Varosha, you could almost hear the echoes of the past. Visiting Varosha was a reminder of how quickly things can change. How a bustling town can turn into a ghost town. But it was also a testament to the resilience of the human spirit. Despite the desolation, there was a sense of hope. A belief in a better future. It was a powerful experience, guys. One that left deep impression on all of us. But now, for the juicy part. During this trip, guys, we had no one, but two couples from our amazing group of three mates. Yes, strangers at the start, these three mates form so deep connections that they are still planning future meetings nowadays. It was like watching a real-life romantic comedy unfold right in front of my eyes. And the best part? Seeing how these experiences help some of our three mates build their confidence and believe in themselves again. But now, guys, let me take a moment to talk about the sunset at our villa. Oh, God. Picture this. The day's work is done. And we are all gathered outside, the sea stretching up in front of us. The sky is a canvas of colors with shades of orange, pink, and a little bit of purple. The sun is slowly sinking into the sea, painting the water with its golden glow. There's music playing softly from my chill out playlist in the background, a gentle melody that merges with the sound of the waves. And we are just sitting there, some of us with a drink in hand, others dancing, and others lost in their thoughts. There's a sense of peace, a sense of togetherness. It's a moment of pure magic, guys. A moment that makes you appreciate the beauty of life. These sunset moments were a daily ritual for us. Each sunset was unique, each one more beautiful than the last. It was a time for reflection, a time for connection. It was a reminder of why we choose this lifestyle, why we choose to be digital nomads. It was, without a doubt, one of the highlights of our co-working experience in Cyprus. So, there you have it, guys. My co-working adventure in Cyprus. It was a roller coaster of emotions, a journey of self-discovery, and a testament to the power of co-working trips. So, if you're sitting on the fence about joining one, let me tell you, take the leap. It might just be the adventure that you've been looking for. So if you love traveling, if you love meeting new like-minded people, and if you feel right now that it's the right moment for you to go out of your comfort zone and meet new interesting people and live a new experience, then don't waste more time, but check out our trip description. And remember, then just for people that have been listening to this podcast, with this code PODCASTER, you can get an extra discount on our upcoming trip to Cyprus. So, that's all for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed the ride, guys, and until next time, keep working hard, keep exploring, and keep living this amazing digital nomad life, guys.